In our next conversation, as promised, we are speaking to the Deputy Ombudsman for Long-Term Insurance. That is Denise Gabriels. And that's really as the insurance ombuds are coming together to say that they are fit for purpose in terms of where the future of insurance is headed. Also after a very difficult a COVID era that was for the insurance sector. Denise, thank you for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Lulatunde. And thank you to you and your listeners.
Wonderful, Denise. Thank you for being with us today. Maybe we can start off by speaking about, you know, insurance post-COVID and some of the trends that we would have seen during COVID that have now waned as a result of COVID not being as prevalent as it was in our society.
And so one of the first things that we've seen last year is that the number of complaints have started to drop. Mm-hmm. During COVID, we had being inundated with complaints, you know, because claims had increased with insurers. There were service issues with insurers working from home and not being accessible. So last year we saw with those numbers starting to decline. Our written requests for assistance declined by 12%. And we also received the viable complaints, 7,126 were received last year. There were, you know, 5.2% fewer than the previous year. We've also seen our full cases finalized decline, obviously, as a result of the overall numbers starting to decline. What we're still seeing a lot of is the lapse category of complaints. Mm. During COVID, there was a definite increase in the lapsed policies, complaints about policies lapsing, obviously due to the economic climate, people struggling to keep up with their premiums, and that has continued even post-COVID. One of the categories of complaints that have now returned to pre-COVID levels were the credit life complaints. No loss of income, retrenchment. Mm. Those complaints are now back to 8% of all the complaints we received that increased during the 2 years of COVID. So there's a starting to see a normalization, but there are still high number of complaints. We were also pleased to report for last year that we had recovered in lump sums 220.8 million rand for complaints, and that excludes the 857,544 rand we awarded in compensation for errors and maladministration of policies.
Thank you, Denise, for pointing that out for us. Now, together with the Ombudsman for Short-Term Insurance, you've commissioned the annual report. Speak to us about the report and also the theme of Shaping for Tomorrow.
So our theme, and as you said, we've got a joint report with the Ombudsman for Short-Term, and this was a third joint report because in 2020 we embarked on what we call the soft amalgamation between the two offices, a shared services agreement, because people often don't know the difference between short-term and long-term insurance and where to complain. So we had a common insurance portal for complaints. We also had one ombudsman for both offices. And that was kind of precursor towards the amalgamation of the different financial services ombuds. A few years ago, a paper was released looking into the effectiveness of ombuds schemes, and one of the complaints was that there were many financial ombuds schemes that, and complainants weren't always knowledgeable as to which one to complain to. We do have a referral process where if we get complaints for now short-term or banking ombudsman or credit ombudsman, we refer it to them. But the government then enlisted the World Bank to do a diagnostic on ombudsman schemes, and they propose a unified or an amalgamated office. And so our theme, shaping our tomorrow, is actually us influencing what that ombud scheme is going to be looking like. The four schemes have been working quite closely together because the World Bank's diagnostic then recommended that there should be one amalgamated scheme. Wider than the four ombudsmen, also including the FAES ombud, but that requires a policy decision and legislative changes. So they've encouraged us to proceed with a voluntary amalgamation of the four schemes, being the Ombudsman for Banking Services in South Africa, the Ombudsman for Short-Term Insurance in our office, the Ombudsman for Long-Term Insurance, as well as the Credit Ombud.
Well, Denise, then I thank you so much for your time this evening and for helping us understand this, and looking forward to seeing this insurance sector that is also well geared for the future. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That was Denise Gabriels, Deputy Ombudsman for Long-Term Insurance.